Well, I hate to be the one to bring you this news, but it keeps getting worse every single day. And right now, it looks like the Trump administration, and especially the Pentagon, is absolutely melting down. The top U.S. Army official has been fired. And other Army officials, not just the very top one, but others, Army Secretary Dan Driscoll, U.S. Army Chief of Staff Randy George, Army General David Hodney, William Green Jr., another general, Chief of Staff Randy George, have all been fired. And it's becoming clear that they were fired by Pete Hegseth, who is a raging war criminal lunatic. And I can't wait for him to be prosecuted in upcoming war crimes tribunals, by the way. But he fired them clearly because they expressed concern about the Hegseth-Trump plan to invade Iran with U.S. troops, a plan that will be catastrophic in its outcome. That much is clear. Oh, and I should remind you that today I also have an interview with Andrei Martyanov, who was a former, you know, Russian naval officer, but he lives in America. He's been an American for decades, by the way. But his analysis of the war situation is spot on and very frightening if you're an American. Very frightening. Because, look, how to even say this? So Trump chose Hegseth because Hegseth would be loyal to the Zionists. Hegseth has no qualifications whatsoever to be the Secretary of Defense or Secretary of War. Hegseth is a drunk. Hegseth is a moron. He's full of bravado and talking tough, but he has no leadership qualities whatsoever. Hegseth and Trump are about to lead potentially over 10,000 U.S. troops into a death trap. A death trap set by Iran that has been announced by Iran. Iran officials saying, come on, land your troops. We are ready. We've been waiting for this moment for decades. Land your troops. And it seems that these top army officials, they know this, and they have warned Hegseth, and it's even possible, although this part is just conjecture, we don't know for sure, but it's possible that they refused to follow the order to land the invasion forces because they knew that it would be a massacre of U.S. troops. That's quite possible. And perhaps in the minds of some of these people like Randy George, perhaps they decided they would rather retire, you know, be fired, than to have their name on the deaths of thousands of U.S. soldiers. But that's where this is going. And yes, like I said, it's going to be absolutely catastrophic. And the Pentagon right now is doing everything in their power to cover up the number of fatalities, both killed and wounded. There's no question in my mind that there are over 1,000 U.S. casualties already in this war. We're being told it's, you know, 13 dead and maybe a few hundred wounded. No, it's at least a four-digit number at this point. But, you know, they're going to withhold that from us. Here's the question. Why is Hegseth and Trump, why are they sending U.S. soldiers into an unwinnable situation that every military expert says will be a massacre of U.S. troops? Colonel Douglas McGregor talks about this. Colonel Daniel Davis says the same thing. As I mentioned, Andrei Martyanov, although Martyanov has not served in the U.S. military, but he's an author of numerous amazing books on military strategy, by the way, and he's an expert in all kinds of areas like logistics and theaters of war, etc. And there are many other experts who are sounding off on this and saying, this is a suicide mission. This will not work. It's going to be mass death of U.S. troops. Why are Trump and Hegseth sending them into that? And there are really only two explanations at this point. Either, number one, they are high on their own supply. Like, they're out of their minds insane. Trump thinks he's Jesus. He thinks he's invincible. Hegseth doesn't think at all. He's incompetent. He's Mr. Tough Guy, frat boy, you know, beer drinking, bong smoking, whatever he does. Totally unqualified for this position. Trump has zero diplomacy skills. He brags about war crimes on video, brags about war crimes. We're going to bomb them into the Stone Age, which is by definition a war crime. You know, the U.S. has signed on to the Geneva Convention that prohibits the targeting of civilian infrastructure. But Trump and Hegseth brag about it. They brag about their war crimes. So, again, my point is, it's either that they're so outrageously arrogant and incompetent that they don't have any idea what they're doing, or the other option is they know what they're doing and they want thousands of U.S. troops to be killed because they think, for whatever reason, that that's going to maybe bolster support for a bigger war. In other words, they want Vietnam 2.0 in the Middle East. And I'm leaning towards that direction because it's being reported now in major media that Trump, you know, he's saying, well, we're not going to be able to fund Medicare, Social Security, daycare, whatever. He's throwing all that under the bus. He's going to run in the midterms on expanding the war budget. Yeah, right. I guess because he wants to commit political suicide for the GOP or something. He wants to lose very badly. He wants to lose so badly that the Senate could have a 67-seat Democrat majority, which could convict him if he is impeached in the House. And that might be where this is headed. It's hard to say. I mean, it seems unlikely that there could be that much turnover in the Senate, because not everybody's up for election in the Senate, obviously. But it's possible. It's possible. It's also possible that some GOP senators could switch parties, like Murkowski, huh? Yeah? And perhaps some others. So things could change quite dramatically, but Trump is going to run as the war president at a time when the American people are paying the price for his war in terms of food inflation and fuel inflation and collapsed supply chains. And internationally, by the way, the ditching of the dollar by every country that can on the planet. I mean, the petrodollar is done. This is a bad situation. Trump's going to run on war when the American people, now the vast majority, oppose this war. They want peace. They want prosperity. They want cheap fuel, you know? They want electricity prices to be affordable. They want their jobs back. They want to be able to afford to pay rent, buy food, and purchase health insurance, or car insurance for that matter. That's what the American people want. Trump is saying to the American people, big F you, I'm going to fund war. You know, while America's airports are crumbling and the roads are crumbling and the bridges are falling down, the infrastructure is a mess, the education system is a total failure, at least the public system, across the board, Trump is saying, no, we need to spend money for Israel and bleed and die for the Zionists. That's what Trump is doing. And he's doubling down and tripling down on it. Because at this point, it's clear Trump has lost his damn mind. 25th Amendment time. He needs to be removed from power. He needs to be impeached. He's got to be pulled from that position because he is destroying the United States of America. He's destroying our military. He's going to get thousands of our best troops killed. He's destroying our reputation. That's already done. He's destroying our currency. He's destroying our economy. He's destroying our industry. Trump is basically an arsonist, and he's been pouring gasoline all over the United States of America, and he just lit the match and threw the match down and said, screw you, I work for Netanyahu. That's what Trump just did. He's setting America on fire because he doesn't care about anybody else but himself. That's apparent. He only cares about himself, and he's not up for re-election. So what does he care if he burns down the GOP and burns down America's economy? He's not up for re-election. It's unbelievable. We are headed into the darkest time in the history of this constitutional republic. Trump is putting us on a path of total destruction of the American empire, the currency, the economy, the supply chains, industry, again, everything. Everything that matters in our country, Trump is burning it down, seemingly deliberately, while a few remaining MAGA-tards cheer his every move because they have no brain cells functioning. So this is bad, and it's going to get even worse. It's almost certain that the invasion, the land invasion, will happen by the time, or shortly after the time you hear this. you know, let's say Friday night or early Saturday morning USA time, Trump typically likes to wait for the markets to close on Friday, and then he'll run an invasion. And I don't know, is today a day when the markets are closed anyway? I don't know. Someone was talking about Easter, but I thought it's way too early for Easter. So whenever the markets close, that's when Trump will probably launch this invasion. And once that happens, oh my God, oil will skyrocket. Gold will skyrocket, probably. Supply chains will crater. The world will be in a far worse situation with a far worse outcome. Iran will go all out destroying targets, probably in Qatar and the UAE, etc., as well as continued bombing of Israel. And the United States of America will begin to take casualties by the thousands. U.S. soldiers will die by the thousands. And, you know, Lindsey Graham will then go on Fox News. We thank them for their sacrifice. They died for their country. No, they didn't. They died for your Zionist bastards in Israel. They bled for Israel in a satanic, ritualistic, engineered war that was engineered by the demons that are running Israel and controlling Trump. They are Satanists, full-blown Satanists. Yeah, they need blood. Maybe that's what this is. This is a giant satanic blood ritual that Trump is ordering for that purpose, because Trump is functioning as the Antichrist president as well. And it's just abundantly clear at this point. It's so obvious. And all the so-called Christian pastors who support Trump at this point, they are all demons. They are all Satanists pretending to be Christians. Every last one of them. Especially that crazy woman. What's her name? Crazy psycho, you know, con artist Christian woman. Yeah. Who's in the White House saying that Trump is Jesus and all this unbelievable nonsense. Like, our country has slipped into a religious fanaticism con game. It's a con. It's like, what was that movie that Steve Martin was in way back in the 70s or 80s where he was playing the role of like a con artist, you know, evangelical con artist guy? That's who's running the White House now. It's unbelievable. And we're in for a world of hurt. In fact, I've got a separate report about the economic consequences, and I'll cover that in more detail there. But, oh, and I forgot to mention also, Pam Bondi has been fired as Attorney General. She's out. Or she's forced to resign. Same thing. On top of that, it looks like Kash Patel may be next to be fired. There's rumors of that, not yet confirmed. There's other people in the Trump White House being fired, and it looks like they're all being replaced with hardcore Zionist rabbis or people with ties to Zionism. So this is not Trump cleaning house to exorcise the demons out of the White House. This is Trump doubling down to bring in the worst kind of demons to plunge our country into a bloodlust war of ritualistic, satanic sacrifice of young American boys and women in the military to have them bleed and die for the Satanists in Israel. Trump is literally carrying out a demonic ritual and spilling the blood of our young men and women for the Satanists in Israel. That's what's going on. This should be alarming to anybody who cares about anything. I mean, yes, this should be very alarming. So I'll do my best to try to keep you posted on this, but it's going to be a wild, wild weekend. And I'm sorry to say, I'm really sorry to have to bring you this news, but this is what's happening. And there's nothing that you and I can do to stop it, apparently. Nothing. Trump is on a track set by Satan. And he's going to follow his Satanist masters until America is destroyed and the world is burning. That's the track that Trump is on. And since there's no one with a spine in Congress to remove him from power, there's nothing that can stop it. So this is the end of the American empire. Trump is burning it down from top to bottom. There will be nothing left of the world that you once knew when Trump is done. Keep that in mind. All right, I'll try to keep you posted. Like I said, catch my other analysis videos and podcasts at brightvideos.com. And you can find my articles at naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. Pray for America. Take care.
Yes, the world is getting crazy, but here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and Iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. healthrangerstore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.